Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary Joy.
Yeah, I
kick
know,
that
man.
Old robotic, futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah, crazy
joy.
Just like Uniblab. Robotic kicking flab. For flavor, bit of batter. Shit, a chatter, madder than the Mad Hatter. I bet you buy shit, come by fatter. I got the data to turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. I mean, my man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks, my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac take off like an MX missile. No more of you whining on the charts climbing as I make the funk kicking out more harder than a diamond. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mack with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your head. Here comes a brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mac, brand new flavor in your ear.
Yeah.
You are now rocking with Carolyn, Abe, and Alicia C.
Don't stop
on the Urban Flavor Radio Show.
Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Carolyn.
This is your girl, Alicia.
And this is your man, Abraham and Mia, and you are now tuned into the Urban Flavor Radio Show.
How's everyone doing this evening on this
great,
fine
great,
Thursday?
Great.
Oh, yeah.
I hope everyone's
doing
well.
It's actually really nice outside, too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful outside today.
I hope it continues. We need all the reprieve that we can get with these
mm-hmm.
indoor activities that we have to partake in now.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope everyone is staying safe and just using precaution out here. Listen to the news. I know everyone is hearing different things, but we just have to do what's best for us to stay safe.
Right. True.
Yeah, well, that's my question. I've been in the house for the past, let me see, about 5 days. I finally got out today and went to work, and I'll be doing that for the next 6 days. So I'm on a split shift. So, you know, that's a blessing that I know a lot of people don't have. So I just, you know, wish everyone well during this time. So what about you guys?
I mean, for me, it's still business as usual. Nothing has really changed except for the fact that I'm home every single day, you know, working.
Right.
Other than that, I'm still going to the stores, just being a little more cautious of my surroundings, what I touch, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Abraham?
I'm with her, kind of still life is normal. I you could definitely notice the difference, but I mean, yeah, it's every day life is normal. I have been using this time though to do meditating, get more into meditating, just some quiet time, turn
right.
everything off, TV, radio, you know, the phone, get away from that internet and just meditate. So I've kind of added that. I've reading a real good book, The Art of Communication, because I need that. So I've been reading that so I can, you know, get my communication skills up to par. So I've been kind of taking it as an opportunity to reboot, I guess, for myself.
Right. Yeah, that's what everyone's
really
much
quick,
doing.
Uh-huh. Tell y'all this really quick. So I'm in the Wegmans. Okay, and walking around getting a few things. I believe this was on Tuesday. Getting a few things, and I go down the organic aisle. This one woman clearly has her earbuds in. She's having a phone conversation, right? I just, you know how you're looking around your, you know, and you're not really like staring at people. When I looked in her direction, she was pulling something off the shelf. She literally, in the middle of her conversation, sneezed and coughed. Open mouth, holding the item, so her head, you know, when you sneeze real hard, your head goes down while she's holding
uh-huh.
it, looks at the item and puts it back on the shelf and walks away.
Mm.
well.
My
so, you know, those
face
are the
of
people
disgust.
That they are, yeah, they're reporting people like that on the news today because a
Woo.
Lot of people are doing that. I'm not understanding why.
Yeah,
it's
keep your
common
sick
sense.
Tail home. Why?
Yeah, common sense.
Even without Corona, that would freak me out, though. It wouldn't even take. It
yes.
doesn't even take the Corona. That would just freak me out. Period.
Yeah,
to see you do that. That's just nasty.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. I feel like everyone's their sensitivity is heightened now. You know, because you're slapping
mm-hmm.
a label on what this thing is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
yeah,
when it's gone, we're going to slap another label on that, and that's just nasty. Nasty. Who does
yeah.
that? Why would you do that? Like, I would literally probably take it to somewhere and say, hey, I sneezed on the can. Do you want to take it back there and wipe it down
right.
or something? Like, I wouldn't
or
just
get
put
it
back.
Control, period.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Discard of it.
Yeah,
I mean, I just heard on the news tonight or yesterday, this gentleman who coughed purposely on this lady in some grocery store. And then he stated that he
you
had
know,
the coronavirus right after he did it. So I'm
you know,
just not understanding. There's so many crazy people out here. I don't know. It just makes no sense to me.
None at all.
Just disgusting.
That is, yeah. Okay. Well, I guess it's going to take for somebody to get, sorry to say this, punched in the face to realize that you just don't do stuff like that. But then off topic and not to take up a lot of time, but I've been watching some videos lately, like YouTube videos, which piss me off, right? And I don't understand why people find this funny. Like they have this new thing that the young boys do where they run into a store or something, grab you, kind of rough you up, and then run out the store.
Yeah,
and
no,
these are literally like they literally do this to people they do not know. They literally just pick a random person, run into the store,
right.
like grab them by their shirt, pull their shirt up over their head, and they run out the store. And they think that that's funny.
Yeah, they want the attention from social media.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
but
that's
the
not
attention
even
that they would get from me on social media wouldn't be a good one.
Well,
yeah,
they,
a few people.
They're taking that risk. That's a huge risk. But that's not even the
it
half
really
of what
is.
I've been seeing. I haven't seen people do this whole coronavirus challenge where they're out here licking public toilet seats.
Are you serious?
Stop it.
Yes. I'm over here just doing work, and you know how you get these random ads that pop up, you know, the little random YouTube things, if you have your YouTube, you know, open. And that, I said, what? Why? They're smiling. They're smiling and laughing.
That is so awful. The world we
people
live in.
People are bored.
Way
yeah.
too much.
The worst stuff. But anywho, I didn't want to take up too much time. We can go ahead and move along.
Yes, Lord.
I tell you. So, if you all are out there listening and if you have listened to us in the past, you know that we do have a Black Wall Street segment that we do every week. We will bring on a business, a local business, to let us know how they could provide service to the consumers, how they can educate us on the things that we don't know about that their business could bring to us. And we do have one in particular that Abraham is going to bring on tonight and let us know what this gentleman is going to bring to the table for us.
All right. Well, as she stated and you heard, and if you've been listening, you know, yes, we do the Black Wall Street segment dedicated to up-and-coming entrepreneurs in the DMV area. Tonight we have a great guest who is going to give us some insight on his business, which is here in the DMV area. And his name is John Sanford, I believe, John Sanford. So if we can get John on the line, then we're going to let him give us some information about his business and what is it is he does. Hey, John, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey,
Hi,
how
John,
are you,
how
sir?
Are you?
Hello. I'm good. I like the show so far, but I wanted to chime in on a lot of that topic, but I thought I'll just keep mine to my own business.
Oh, well, go right on ahead. You got a few seconds. but...
No, I heard the little story about the toilet seat thing, and I saw that as well. I thought that was absolutely silly. I don't know what they can say about that. And also, you know, I actually work in the airport, so I can see how, you know, going to the airport every day is, I'm making it part of my everyday routine, but it is a heightened awareness of what you're doing, touching and washing your hands. So it can be a little nerve-wracking in these days and times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes, yes. So outside of working at the airport and doing what you do there, you are an entrepreneur. You have your own business, correct?
I do. I do. I'm excited to tell you guys about it.
We're listening. We want to know. Tell us.
So it's called the Retail Support Group. And I founded it to support minority retail owners about a year and a half ago. So it's similar to like Amazon. So I created like a hub for minority business to sign up in on our website. And then I went out to the community and found consultants to kind of work on their off time. Just that way I could get some great deals. Consultants that supported small businesses from advertising to merchandising to building a website to teaching employees how to interact with the customer. We offer all those services at a really reduced rate to our members. It started with just retail, but then we realized that, it was a great service and we should offer to any minority business. So whether or not you're selling stocks and bonds or whatever your passion is, we want to pool all the minority business together and offer services to help them grow in America.
So retail business. So, for example, I have been working on a deal over the last few days where I'm going to be partnering with a lady who has a clothing line, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've been telling her, well, she's not actually – so she's not in stores, but, you know, my goal in partnering with her is to get to in stores. So when you say retail, are we talking retail as far as, like, clothes, accessories, things of that nature, or – help me.
No, it could be any retail. So you can have a clothing line, you can sell things online or have a brick and mortar store. And our goal really is to, once you become a member, it's free. Everyone just go to the retailsupportgroup.com. If you have a passion or a small business, you sign up. And some of the services we offer is, let's say she signed up, we would go through our data bank and try to find opportunities. Other people have stores that are looking for product to sell. And we would just connect them together. We don't charge to connect. We just connect them together. And also we do free webinar events about topics and that support small businesses, from networking to growing the black dollar in the black community. We do those things free of charge for all of our members, because it's not about we didn't really start it to make a big business. We started to really bring black businesses together.
Okay.
So that's,
I know
one,
I
that's one of the concepts that we do. We offer a lot of free services as well, and then we offer the business services at a reduced rate. So we offer those two services for small businesses to make them grow one community at a time, really. And it's a huge task. I'm not saying it's easy, but takes up a lot of time to go through all our members, and every month we're dedicated to connecting members together.
That is amazing. So I would take it, have you guys done any events, like actual social events where you brought these people together, or right now everything is just connecting online?
We do one major social event in the DMV area. Typically is around October, where we invite all of our members to a venue where we want to kind of put the faces with names. A lot of those members are on our webinar events. They're talking to each other. They're creating opportunities for each other, and we send that information out to our members. Whether or not you're speaking on it or just listening, and we send that out. So that a lot of times there's an opportunity there where someone's looking for something else. And then once a year, we do a major event in October that we send to our members where we invite them free of charge. We don't charge for the event. We pay for everything to connect them together. And we a lot of times try to bring some corporate vendors in as well to try to create some opportunities there.
So how long have you guys been doing this? It sounds like you've been doing this for a while.
We've been doing the event piece for like 3 years, and it really started as not so much in the business because we hadn't formed a business. We started as bringing minorities together to support our communities and bringing up issues and what we're going to do to fix them here in PG County where I live. So we started for that reason. And then it branched into a lot of people were coming, had some opportunities in business, and we kind of gauged it toward small business opportunity as well.
So I have another good friend of mine who I love dearly, who is an amazing photographer. She's like the best photographer in the whole wide world, right?
I knew you. I can always tell by your tone.
Alicia, I'm plugging you, girl. So what if I know the best photographer in the Washington metropolitan area, right? And we need her to get more business or to connect with more people to increase her revenue. How do we get her onto your situation to do that?
First, all she has to do first is to go to our website and sign up. I encourage all your listeners, anyone you know, that has a small business, is go to theretailsupportgroup.com and just the big button to sign up. It will come to us. And then from that point on, when we are interacting with members and we ourselves as the retail support group founders and consultants are going out and doing a lot of events ourselves, we do that so we can find opportunity for our members. And then what we'll do is soon as we find something, we will connect the member to it. And, you know, it's funny you said that because there was someone just asking me from our last webinar event about a photographer. And luckily we had one in the group, but there's always something happening all the time.
We got another one.
So I don't think sometimes people don't really know the power of networking. It really a lot of times brings you the opportunity when you're least expecting it. Because going out and marketing and paying a lot of money, that's great. You know, marketing costs a lot of money to do. But there's really no guarantee. You may get some leads, but you may not. But through the power of just speaking to others face-to-face or on a webinar event or having someone speak about your business to someone else is enough a lot of times to create opportunity.
Right. That's word of mouth is still one of the most powerful forms of marketing. And I think people forget that. When you know somebody who knows somebody, and especially if they're actively promoting your stuff, like, because if you come to me and you're talking photography, I'm automatically going to mention Alicia's name. If I'm looking through social media and I see somebody say, hey, I'm looking for a photographer for this shoot, I automatically tag Alicia. So that still works. It's still a great advantage when you have a group of people saying your name to another group of people.
Especially
so what you're doing is amazing.
Right, especially when you are trying to grow your business. You know, when your name is out there and everyone knows your marketing line, tagline, and knows your logo, it was easier to get more business. But when you're trying to grow a business, word of mouth is key to being successful. And we at Retail Support Group want to do that. We really want to make sure at the end of the day, what makes us more happy is when we connect an opportunity together, and that leads to a bigger opportunity and sometimes leads into connecting through others to get to a huge corporate account. And we've done that in the past, and that's one of the things that we enjoy doing.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if you're familiar with El Dorado Hotep. He does the Black Wall Street events at Maya Angelou School over on Eastern Avenue. We had an opportunity to sponsor the first one. He has another one scheduled for June. And it's just a bunch of black businesses to come together. These are more vendors, but he has a bunch of black businesses to come out and vend and, you know, basically show off what they got. I think that this would be a perfect opportunity for you guys to come out and network with some of those businesses to get them involved. I love the format. I actually want to follow up with you after this over the next couple of days and see how we can really get involved, because we're tied into a bunch of different businesses who need the support and need what you are offering. So we definitely want to be able to, you know, send you some people and help network with some people that you already have. But I really think that I'll send you the information on Mr. Hotep. He had a great event the first time around. We really had a great time, so much so that he's doing it again. This time we'll be doing the entertainment segment. Our radio network will be there. Shout out to Zoe, our program director. He's going to have the music going, and we'll all hopefully, you know, weather permitting and situation permitting, be there and interacting with the community. I would love for you to show up if you're able to make it.
That sounds great. I will put it on my calendar. You said the El Dorado. What was the other part?
Hotep. Hotep.
Absolutely.
And that's his name on Facebook. You can look him up and tell him that Abraham sent you. Me and him have grown very close over the last couple of months, so he'll gladly give you any information you need. But with all of the businesses that he's trying to put together, you're the place where they can all go and be contained. Because right now we're kind of all over the place. It's like somebody got to call somebody, they got to call somebody to get to somebody. if we're all on your site, then it's easier to get to the people.
It is. So, you know, we're constantly involved in the site, adding new things from, you know, once you become a member, we realize that maybe your services can be supported by members. So we'll advertise your business. You know, we'll advertise these two businesses to our members. Showcase them on other websites, so to a lot of our competitors. So it becomes an easy connection when everyone's under one roof. And like I told you before, we're not charging you any kind of membership fee or like that. So we invite everyone to join, and whatever we can do to grow your business, that's what we're there for.
Wow, we really appreciate that. If we can, because segment number one is coming to a close, we have to get ready to go to a commercial break and come back for segment number two. Please give us once again your social media information, where we can find you, and how we can get involved with your business.
Absolutely. So our website is theretailsupportgroup.com. Everyone can sign up and join for free. Just takes like 2 minutes. We're also on there's a link on our webpage for Instagram and Facebook. Once you sign up, we'll send you a welcome letter, and we can start from there. Most of our services are free, so you're going to get a lot for your just signing up, and the opportunities are great, really are great, and we're happy to have everyone.
Alicia, you heard that, Alicia?
All right, Alicia, you got to sign up.
Sure. Look, I'm listening. I have been listening.
we'll do our best.
Well, listen, sir, we thank you so much for being on our show. It was such a pleasure. We will be following up with you to do some work with you in the future. We really, really, I know I really, really like what you're offering. I think it's a great service. I think it's a service that needs to be backed by the community, and we're going to make sure that we do everything we can here to help support it and to help it to grow as well. So everybody who's listening, you heard what he's offering, and you heard where you can go take advantage of the offer. So please make sure you do that. If you are able to, sir, please hold, because we're going to go to commercial break. You can continue to listen to the show. If you have other things to do, we definitely understand. But we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to move on to our second guest for the evening.
Yeah.
You are now rocking with Carolyn, Abe, and Alicia C.
Don't stop
on the Urban Flavor Radio Show.
Turning up my
music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Turning up my
music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Yeah.
You are now rocking with Carolyn, Abe, and Alicia C.
Don't stop.
On the Urban Flavor Radio Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is your host for this evening and every Thursday, Carolyn, along with my co-hosts, Alicia and Abraham. Welcome back to the show, you guys.
I'm
and
still
we,
over
we
here
have jamming. I know you are, Alicia. I know. Me too. We have the privilege and the honor of bringing on our next guest, who is a phenomenal designer, a seamstress, entrepreneur, and a speaker. At the very young age, and I'll let her tell her age when she comes on the line, we're going to welcome now Ms. Skylar Johnson. Ms. Johnson, are you on the line?
Hi.
Hey. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are awesome.
Yes, I'm loving the energy so far. I'm loving it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, she brought us some life. So we are happy. We're happy to have you this evening, and hopefully we'll get a lot of information out of you that's going to educate us on what you do and how we could follow you in the very near future with your designs. So
okay,
if you could
cool.
let us all
Thank
know.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for joining us. And Skylar, how old are you?
I am 12. I'll be 13 next month.
That's
awesome.
Cute. Look,
so
I know at 12 years old you don't want to hear that, but that's so cute.
I know.
I know you
that
probably hear
so
that so much. Like, okay, listen here. I'm 12 years old. I'm a designer. I'm an entrepreneur. I don't want to be cute.
Yes.
I want to be.
Yes.
But
yes.
No, that's so cute. You're 12.
Thank you. That is amazing. I couldn't do none of this at 12. Like, I was still trying to figure out how to color in the lines at 12.
Right.
I still struggle.
So that brings me. I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, I still struggle with coloring in the lines, too, so that's fine.
So you're a good, so you're a 12-year-old, 12-year-older. Okay, good.
Yes.
So that brings me to my next question. Well, how old were you when you knew that you wanted to become a fashion designer and an entrepreneur?
Well, I started when I was 8, and I, you know, sometimes I start, like, when, like, kids start out, like, sewing or whether it just be any type of craft, they start to like it in the beginning, and it starts to fade out, and they don't like it anymore. But after, like, I kept working at it, and I'm like, I actually, like, enjoy doing this.
That is so awesome. What was your first piece that you made?
I started out upcycling. So it was a 3T Donna Karan dress. So like a toddler dress from when I was a baby. And my mom kept it because it was Donna Karan. So we cut it and I made it into a skirt. And that's like where it all started.
Oh, wow.
That is so cute.
She didn't say Donna Karan. DKNY.
Right. now when you saw that, like, how would you even know, like, oh, I see this as a skirt, or, you know, I see this as, you know, maybe a patch on a jacket? Like, how do you see that? How does that
work? Well, I was just thinking of, you know, like, simple things, because at first I was starting out, like, I didn't want to do something, like, too big. So I was like, you know, I'll just take the little top part off of it, and I can make it into a skirt, because it already has a skirt on it. So it wouldn't, you know, be much more to, like, add it to it in order to make it into a skirt.
See, at the 12 awesome. That I was, and all the 12-year-olds that I grew up with, we weren't thinking about none of that. That's like, mind-blowing. But I just really quick, I don't mean to cut you off, Carolyn, but I just have to say this.
Oh,
yeah. So I remember it like it was yesterday. I know I sound like an old lady, but I was at the desk and I was at work, and one of my favorite coworkers comes up to me by the name of Shafiq. I know Skylar knows who I'm talking about.
And, yes. You know, we shoot the breeze a lot. And she just came over because she knows I'm a photographer. And, you know, I tell her, you know, I'm looking, like, you know, for new faces, you know, to work with, you know, and to promote, you know, on both ends. She was like, oh, my gosh, let me show you something. So she runs to her desk, runs back with her phone. She was like, look at this. And I'm like, oh, this is a nice little outfit. It was like this denim jumper, if you know what I'm talking about. And
oh, yeah.
You had this one lady. Yeah, it was a denim jumper. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I was like, where can I get that? And then she smiles at me. And I'm like, what? Where can I get that? She was like, my little cousin made it. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, she's 20-something years old or whatever when people say that. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, let me see the information. And, you know, she pulls up your profile, and I'm like, this is her? This little girl? and it made me, like, scroll even more, you know, down your feed. And I saw that you did, I think it was a two-piece for this one woman. I don't know if she was a judge or something. She holds some sort of title. Like, I was skimming through, and I'm like, she did that too?
Yeah.
And I'm like, the African print skirt, she did that too? I'm like, okay. All right, I need to know this girl. Yes, I just thought it was just so remarkable.
Yeah,
so Scarlett, can you tell her?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, who did you make that outfit for?
Oh, yeah, it was for the chairwoman of Loudoun County, the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. So she asked me to make her outfit for her State of the County address.
Oh, awesome.
Look at that.
That
was one question I wanted to ask. Like, how did you receive, like, this recognition? Was it just word of mouth? Like, how did that start? Because it seems to be a ripple effect right now.
Yeah, so my mom was my mom's a hairstylist. So she had done the chairwoman's hair for, like, one of her State of the County addresses, prior. So she, like, you know, so they kind of talked a little bit. So she contacted my mom saying, like, you know how you did my hair 2 years ago? Well, I'm not calling for that. I went to her daughter to make my outfit for the State of the County address this year.
Wow.
And when my mom told me, I was so excited. And, like, I was so ready to, like, start on the outfit.
That is so awesome.
My
yeah, that is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. So who would you say right now is, I guess, the biggest person that you've done an outfit for?
I was on the Kelly Clarkson show, and I made an outfit for the chairwoman of Loudoun County, like I was saying, but I also made an outfit for Kelly Clarkson. I made her a pair of pants. And I also designed an outfit for Kimora Lee Simmons, like the founder of Baby Fat.
Mm.
You are
She's
the mom.
12, y'all. She's 12. Y'all, like, I need that part to sink in real quick.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, do we
that
have any
nice.
Listeners out there that have any questions? If you are out there and have a question for Skylar, press 1.
Mm-hmm.
Any listeners?
Yep.
You,
all right, we're going to end
if not, if not, we
on,
have
then.
Plenty. We have plenty.
We sure do.
You are just amazing. So what
Thank
would
you
say to date, and I'm not sure if this question was asked, I could have missed it. What to date would you say is your favorite piece?
Ooh. So I made an outfit for a competition called the Make It With Wool competition. That outfit gave me the most recognition. I did like that outfit, but I think my favorite might be, I don't know, maybe.
There's so many.
I made a fringe outfit. So pretty much the bot, like, it was a normal top, like a short sleeve top, but the sleeves are made out of this fringe material. Like, it had a little, like, layer of fringe, like, on the shoulders. And the pants were, like, made of this, like, crazy blue fringe. So every time it would move, like, you would see, like, the movement of the fabric and everything. It was really cool. So I think that might have been my favorite outfit.
I'm gonna need
a birthday outfit. I'm going to need this coronavirus to hurry up and disappear. Because Labor Day weekend,
pretty
I'm going to need to have me a Skylar original. That's just it. I'm going to have one for my photo shoot.
I think us Urban Flavor women need Skylar to design for us.
Ooh.
Oh,
what
yeah.
do you think, Skylar?
Oh, yeah. See, and I'm trying to brainstorm ideas right now because I'm definitely going to work with Skylar. We're going to have a shoot. She don't know it yet. We're going to have a shoot, and I'm going to need you to wear some original pieces. I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay.
I'm waiting for this whole virus, you know, scare to break. And then, of course, definitely get with you.
Okay. That sounds fun.
So, Skylar, did you learn how to sew on your own, or did you watch someone at a sewing machine and just kind of mimic what they were doing? Did you take some kind of a class to do it at the age of 8?
Yeah. One of my mom's friends, her clients, she gave me private sewing lessons, and that's where it all started. She said by the third lesson, like, she could tell by the way that my hands moved that I was going to be a seamstress.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, because I did learn from my mom as well. But I was a teenager when I first started to learn how to sew. And I made a few dresses, and I knitted a couple of sweaters. And I was really proud of myself, but not at 12. I think I was probably about 16 when my mother showed me how to master the sewing machine. So that's a great accomplishment
that's
for
cool.
you. Yeah.
Right. I think I was... Do you?
You said, do I still sew? I would love to pick up a machine and start sewing again because when I go into the stores, I see so many things that look the same. And when I was sewing,
yeah.
I was making different things, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I had a lot of compliments and people wanted me to make things for them. And so that actually passed on to my son because he's very creative with the sewing machine. So
oh, really?
I'm glad
so
he
cool.
picked it. Yeah, he really is. So he makes a lot of different crafty items as well. So I was really glad to be talking to you tonight because it reminds me of, you know, watching him grow up and doing the same thing.
Oh, that's so cool.
Now,
yeah, so,
go ahead.
Somebody.
Go ahead. I'm going to let Abe talk.
I'm just curious. So what's next? I mean, you've already accomplished a lot for 12. Right? So what's next? What's next on your to-do list?
Well, right now I'm actually making surgical masks for hospitals.
Yay.
And, yeah, I've been donating them to hospitals. So right now I've been working on that.
Are they Donna-Karen too?
No, they're not Donna-Karen.
Oh, my gosh.
You got the Donna-Karen, coronavirus mask going on?
Maybe I could do something like that. I'll put that in my notes.
Right, and if she did, it would be you know, the Skylar Johnsons. Okay, that's what it would be.
Absolutely,
put
I'm
no one else's that. Name, no one else's name on her stuff.
That's
we not
right.
Doing that.
Do you stuff for men too? Because I will be a Skylar J fan. I will rock a Skylar J.
I still want to work on, like, you know, learning how to do more menswear. I know how to do, like, small things like ties, you know, pocket squares, stuff like that. But I haven't, like, tried making, like, suits and stuff like that.
Hmm. Well, can I get some Skylar J socks?
It's a start. Yeah, that's definitely a start.
I'm trying to get some Skylar J. I just need something of you. You can make me a tissue. I don't care. As long as you made it, it is
she
yours.
She does ties,
say,
okay? Okay, can
right,
we start with some classes?
All right, there it is. Let me get a Skylar J tie just so I can hang it in my closet so I could be
okay.
Like, yo, I got the Skylar J joint. And then the one day when I finally do wear it, right, I can tell people, yo, this is Skylar J right here. And they ain't going to know probably until then if they don't know who you are just by then because they're going to know after a while. But because the part of being exclusive is when people say, who? Skylar J. She's a – you don't worry about it. You wouldn't understand it, right? But I can do that because I got one.
Yeah.
So hook the brother up. Tell me how much it costs. I'll pay for it. I don't mind. I'll pay for it. Tell me how much it costs. I want, yeah. I want,
you.
Yeah. Hook me up.
Oh, yeah. She already has 3 orders because it's my birthday fit. So I'm going to need to
yep.
figure that out, figure how much that costs.
When's your birthday?
You got your tie. It's September 1st. So we have time. We have time.
Plenty of time. And now that we're all quarantined, we might have a lot of time
Listen,
in our hands.
Listen, this Alicia we talking about, Skylar, just get, like, go get your kitchen table thing, right? The cloth off the kitchen table, right? You ain't got to go above and beyond. It's her birthday. So, do you know how to make them things that the Muslim women wear where it covers up everything?
Oh my gosh.
Here we go.
Just make her one of those. Get her the thing to cover her head and everything so you can't see nothing but her face.
I'll just make her a scarf.
Just do that.
Yeah, wrap it around so you can't see nothing.
He is so funny.
That's what he's stuck on. He's stuck on that.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants everything to be covered.
He just
Anyways,
wants.
Can we move on?
Everybody
to
be protected.
Let's go on.
So, Skylar, where can we buy your designs? Do you maybe one day want to open up a store, or you want to do everything online through a website? How would anyone purchase your items?
Right now, I think I'm mostly focused on online because, you know, because of Amazon, like everything's online right now. So I don't know if I would want to open up a store because, you know, I don't really know. I feel like most stores are going to be, like, shutting down other than, like, the essential ones. Like, in the future, I feel like there's not going to be, like, shops, like, boutiques. It's mostly going to be online things. So, yeah, right now I have been focused more on online things. But I have my website, which is sewflysky.com. And then my Instagram is sew_fly_sky. And my Instagram is just soflysky.
Okay,
I'm
probably going to get that from you again.
My Facebook is.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
SEW5Sky. Sorry, I said Instagram, I meant to say Facebook.
Oh, no, you're fine. We're going to ask you for that information again at the end of the show, just so anyone who missed it will get it from you again.
Okay.
So also, I wanted to... No, go ahead, Alicia.
I had a very, very quick one. So... Say someone, you know, was coming to you maybe for like an engagement outfit or, you know, just something big like that. How much time would they need in advance?
Well, I haven't been like, you know, gowns and stuff like that. Well, it depends on the complexity of the dress.
Okay.
And just like to see whether or not I'd be able, because I haven't been working on like big, you know, like the ones with the tulle and stuff on the inside. I haven't been working on stuff like that. But, yeah, it really just depends on the complexity of the dress.
Okay. So if it were something, okay, let me chop it down. Maybe like a little prom dress, you know, just something maybe satin, form-fitting. How long, how much time would you need for something like that?
Probably 4 to, I'd probably say like about 8 weeks in advance.
8 weeks in advance? Okay.
Yeah.
That's about right.
That sounds about right, yeah, for something custom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many times do they, like, need to get measured? It's just like, okay, you measure them once and that's all you need, or you measure and then, like, you have to get them fitted, you know, once you're close to being done? Like, how's that process work?
I normally do a measure, I measure them and then I do a fitting before, like, whenever they need it, just to make sure that I have everything right. If it's already all, like, you know, fitted perfectly to them, then I'll, you know, hand it over. If it needs a little bit of tailoring, then I'll go ahead and tailor it.
So it's literally a one-stop shop. It's like, here's the design that you came up with. I make the creation and I tailor it, okay? That's amazing.
That's how you do it.
Thank you.
Keep it all in-house.
Now, I would assume, though, because Alicia's talking about form-fitting on all of this stuff, right? If you're just making a sheet just to cover her over with, you could just cut a hole in the sheet.
Okay. Here we go.
Just let her put her head through it, right?
Yeah, put a head through it and slap a belt on it. Okay, Miss Carolyn, I know you have more questions. Let's just move on, because
he is such a trip. Sorry, you guys. We had a comedian in the house.
No, I'm so impressed with just your speaking ability as well to go along with it. I can't remember what you said, but she asked you a question, and it was something you said, and then I was like, oh, my God, listen to the girl. She can talk, too. You know what I'm saying? Not only could she know, but she just came back with that answer. Like, you're so professional with it.
Very intelligent.
At 12. That is so amazing. Kudos to your parents. Kudos.
Yes.
Absolutely.
They did an amazing job. Okay.
Yes,
amazing job. This is a young
proud
lady
of you all.
On the end of the phone. Okay. This is a young lady. Okay. An entrepreneur.
That's right.
Skylar, you did mention that you were on the Kelly Clarkson show. How was that experience for you?
The producer said that she found me from my Make It Wool competition, because I was in the newspaper for that. So she saw the newspaper article, and the producer talked to Kelly about it and wanted to put me on the show. So when they contacted us, I was, like, you know, really surprised, and I was so excited. But when I got there, so they flew me out to L.A., and I was able to, you know, they got my hotel and everything, and I was able to see, you know, and it was, like, right next to, it was in L.A., so, you know, they had me, like, right next to, like, all the, like, Hollywood and stuff like that. So it was really cool like that. And I also, so they got me a ride into the like the studio, like where they shoot everything, and I had my own green room and everything like that. It was so cool. So when I actually went out on stage, that was actually my first time being in a live studio audience. So my first time, it was so when I first got on stage, you know, it was like, you know, it's just like kind of like a normal interview and stuff like that. But I thought it was getting ready to end, but they bring out Kamora Lee Simmons, and I was just so shocked and excited. She also asked to be my mentor. So I got flown out to, we flew out after, like, you know, after we got back home from Kelly Clarkson and everything like that, we were able to go to New York and see her see Kamora Lee Simmons' studio, and was able to, like, you know, see all her designs and stuff like that. It was really, really cool.
That is awesome. So
I would have rolled out the chair.
Yeah, I probably would have fainted. So where is that going to lead you with Kamora Lee? You said she's going to mentor you?
So, you know, like with the designs and stuff, like I'll send them to her and she'll be like, oh, yeah, this one's good, or you should probably like add a belt, or like, you know, she'll like give me like pointers and like tips on like making each outfit and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. I'm so proud of you. I'm just, everything that
you're
saying and speaking on is just so amazing to me. At such a young age, it's just great that you're starting out so young and that you already know what you want to do with your life. Speaking of which, you know, what grade are you in right now?
I'm in 7.
Oh, Lord.
Did you say the 7th grade, like right after the 6th grade? So you just got to like middle school. Are you even in the middle school yet?
Yeah, I am in middle school.
She's in middle
school. You're in middle school, and you met Kamora Lee, you done flew to Cali, and dang. So listen here, sister. This is what I need you to do for me, and all celebrities have to do that, and you are a celebrity. I need you to sign your signature on a little napkin for me, right? I want you to put to my man Abraham, right? So when you officially blow, I'm going to take that and I'm going to put it on eBay and I'm going to sell it. And I'm going to be like, I remember her when she was 12 years old.
I knew it.
When she was 12 and she was in 7th grade, I knew her way back then. Right, so when you were in like all of the stores and I remember we interviewed her on the show and all of that. So please find a napkin, just sign your signature on there.
Do not.
I won't make you have a napkin. I'll get you a piece of paper or something. That way you can
tell. Okay.
See what you can do is you can go to her website, buy that tie, and you can
wear
it.
She can sign it,
and then you will frame it. You will not sell it on eBay.
You go with it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it in a case, and then I'm going to just put it on the wall.
Absolutely.
Goodness.
Put it right on the wall. So, Skylar,
so
what is up for you?
You're the best.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
What's
you.
Up for you next, Skylar? What's your next ventures?
Right now, I've really just been focusing on, you know, getting all these donations out for the masks. But I don't really know what I'm going to... I don't know.
I think I saw, like, one of your posts where you went to my high school. Herndon High, shout out class 2005.
Oh, mine too.
But, yes,
Herndon High.
Class of 05, yes. Yes.
And I won't tell mine, but I was there.
Were you teaching the students about, you know, designing and becoming a seamstress, or was it more about the business side, or, you know, what was that about?
It was more about, like, a speech, like, how... It was more based on like business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Now, what type of class was that you went to? Was it like a economic class or like?
I don't remember.
Or was it just a group of students?
I think it might have been a group of students. I don't really remember. Or a design class. I think it might have been.
Yeah. Forgot. Yep.
Yeah. Herndon did have a design.
Yeah.
What's it called? Home ec.
That was actually middle school. Yeah, that was actually middle.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I made a boxing glove and learned how to make snickerdoodle cookies. That's all.
That's why she's addicted today.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
They're really good.
Yes. They are amazing. Gosh, I can't believe this time is like. It flew by, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Jeez.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skylar, where are you located in the DMV area? You're in Northern Virginia?
We're in Northern Virginia. We live in Gainesville.
Okay.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Okay. That's not far at all.
Not at all. Not at all. So we'll have to visit with you and hopefully have you on our live show, come into the studio where people can see you
online
live with us.
Yes. And see, that's even better. So when I figure out, you know, the logistics for this shoot, Gainesville is not that far. So this is perfect.
No.
This is perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then our studio is right in Ashburn, so you're not too far from there.
Come and visit us. We have family in Ashburn, actually.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll set that up to have you to come on out once we're all set up to go and get you more promotions.
Oh, thank you.
And don't forget the tissue with the name on it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're going to have to mute. Someone mute him, please.
Mm-hmm. It was such
Skylar,
a pleasure.
Skylar, if you could tell us. Yeah, if you could let us know one more time where we can reach you on social media, your websites, and all that good stuff.
My website is sewflysky.com. My Instagram is sew_fly_sky. And my Facebook is sewflysky. Sewflysky.
But thank you so much. We enjoyed you this evening. It has been a phenomenal show with you, and we just look forward to having you again in the very near future once we get past all of this pandemic that we're going through. So You stay safe.
Thank you for having me. You too.
You are more than welcome. Thank you. And to all our listeners
Thank
out
you.
There, you guys be safe. And have a good night.
Bye.
Starting up my
music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Yeah.
You are now rocking with Carolyn, Abe, and Alicia C.
Don't stop.
On the Urban Flavor Radio Show.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary joint.
Yeah, I
Kick
know,
Kick that
man.
Old robotic, futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah, bro, joint.
Left, right, shoot the blab. Robotic kicking flab. For flavor, been a batter. Chitter, chatter, madder than the mad. I bet you buy shit, come by fatter. I got the data to turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks, my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac they go off like an MX missile. No more of you whining on the charts climbing as I make the funk kicking out more harder than a diamond. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mack with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your head. Here comes the brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mack's brand new flavor in your ear. Craig Mack, 1,000 degrees. You'll be on your knees and you'll be burning, begging, please. Brother Freeze, man's undisputed and deep-rooted. Folks smoke and leave your brains booted. What's bad, MC? With stamina like Bruce Jenner, the winner takes an MC's for dinner. You're crazy like that glue. That thing that you can outdo my 1-2. That's sick like the flu. Shake them down, boy. I flip, boy, all the time. And the fuck, boy, the rhyme to kick and ain't worth a dime. Seems like there's no competition in this rap world expedition. You come around and knock you out position. Knock them out. No blame could ever dig a grave. Both the Mac, the power pack, and black make you see man crap. And here comes a brand new.